Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
啊，今天呢，我们要来说一个啊，不是那么优雅的话题，但是在生活中总归会发生的一件事情。
Yeah, more than we'd like to admit.
Actually, this happened to me over the weekend. 今天我们要讲的这件事呢，就是食物中毒。
Right, food poisoning.
Food poisoning. Well, I didn't want to go there, but 这个切身的感受，然后今天早上刷用户留言的时候，又有一个用户说我也食物中毒，我想，哎，天哪，这个一定要讲一讲，这是天意。
Right.
哎，而且啊，我觉得咱们中西文化在讲到食物中毒这件事的时候，什么能说，什么不能说，还是有挺大的差异的啊。
Right.
So we'll get into that as well. 那首先就要问一下 Adam， 这个食物中毒英文是
food poisoning。
所以就是很直接的一个翻译啊。那 poison 就是这种有毒性的东西。
Right. So that could be a noun, but it could also be a verb, like a snake.Will poison you. Its poison will poison you.
哦，对，比如食物中毒 food poisoning. Your food was poisoned.
It's not a spy movie, Jenny.
这里大家一定要注意啊。虽然食物中毒是 food poisoning， 但是你不能说 my food was poisoned， 因为那个就是警察要来了，
right,
是不是很严重？
Right.
就是别人在你的食物里投毒、下毒。
Right. That is a crime. Food poisoning is not a crime. It's just very uncomfortable.
对的。好，那我们要怎么说？就是哎呀，我吃坏了，我食物中毒了呢？
Well, the easiest way is just to say, I have food poisoning, or I had food poisoning.
对，可能用过去式比较多一点啊。
Yeah, it depends, right? Maybe you have plans for the evening, but you know...
I can't come, I have food poisoning.
I have food poisoning. 对对对。Jenny is right. We tend to use this in the past tense. In fact, we tend to use got.More than have.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I got food poisoning yesterday.
Oh, I got. 我那个吃坏了，对吧？食物中毒。好，那食物中毒中文听起来就还是比较正式嘛。我觉得 very commonly 口语我们就会说我吃坏了，或者我吃坏肚子了。
Yeah, so you could say something like I ate something bad.
就是跟中文吃坏了很像 ate something bad, okay? 或者吃坏肚子了，英文可会用 stomach 来表达这个事情。
Oh, there's lots of things you could talk about with stomach here. We do actually say stomach bug.
就是虫子 B-U-G 那个 bug 嘛。
Right, so you can catch a stomach bug. This could come from food. It often comes from food. So it's sort of a different kind of food poisoning.
对，这个 stomach bug, 这里的 bug 就是 bacteria,、
right.
细菌对吧、比如吃了什么东西过期了，或者像小孩子他可能手很到处乱摸很脏、然后又吃、
dirty.
对 so very often kids,They catch stomach bugs.
Right, exactly. So where do we draw the line between food poisoning and stomach bugs? Not really sure, but maybe at the end of today's episode, you will be able to draw that line.
希望如此啊。好，那我们再聚焦看一下让你食物中毒，让你肚子不舒服的原因，通常是这个吃的东西坏了吗？
Right. So when we want to express that, we often use the word spoiled.
Spoiled. S-P-O-I-L-E-D.
Right. But the thing about spoiled is it's pretty...
Hard to say.
Is it spoiled? Spoiled. So the P sounds like a B. Spoiled, spoiled. It's more noticeable.Like if the milk has spoiled, you know that.
对，就是东西坏掉变质了以后你闻味道或有的时候一看、上面都长毛是吧毛你不能说 hair 嘛上面有 white hair
It's mold
Mold、
right.
发霉了、It's moldy There's mold on、
right.
it M-O-L-D、或者发绿了对吧、So you can tell like Adam said
Right and if something is rotten which is another word that we use a lot to describe、old food, it's also very noticeable.
Rotten 就是烂掉了 ,R-O-T-T-E-N. 这个 rotten 我觉得 可能更多还发生在什么水果蔬菜对吧、
right.
The fruit get rotten very easily.
Rotten, that's right.、
诶那过期呢
This is expired.
Expire.
Right.
E-X-P-I-R-E.
Right.
那当我们做这个形容词使用或者过去式的时候后面就加一个 D.
Right. So generally speaking,、if you want to describe the food a little bit more clearly, you can say it's past its expiry date.
保质期对吧过保质期了、It's past
it's past it.
date.、所以我可以说 Oh, I got food poisoning. I ate some expired food.
Right.
那我这次食物中毒其实我想一想去就是我晚上吃的饭跟我家跟我孩子跟我先生是一模一样的、And they were all fine.
Right.
I'm very happy they were all fine.、但只有我吃了一个东西他们没有吃 And I think that was the cause of my food poisoning.
Okay.
是一包零食。
Oh, what kind?、
是那种小薯条。因为我看以后我觉得这个好可爱哦我从来没买过。然后我就买了就吃了。而且我还没有吃完那一小包。所以我就怀疑它可能 contaminated.
Right, okay, contaminated. So this is basically where something bad somehow gets onto this other thing, this other product.
污染我们说、对吧常常 contaminate, 我们会看到新闻里说啊买过这些食物的人千万不要吃因为它这个食物 contaminated、
right.
什么沙门氏那个
Salmonella
对吧、是很常见的一个 contamination
Right, so in Canada this year we have had onions and
什么生菜 lettuce 也很
容易 Lettuce, yeah, it's always lettuce and
对对对
spinach
是是所以要特别注意啊、好 or in general, 你吃了一些不太新鲜的食物就很容易给你这个 food poisoning 嘛
Okay, it wasn't very fresh.、
I ate something that wasn't very fresh.
Chips, fries, crisps. 不干不净吃了没病啊
对英文有这种差不多的说法吗、
No, but it makes me think about something like、iron stomach.
You know, if
you have an iron stomach, you're not going to get sick from eating food, especially like street food.
Okay, 这个很好用，所以你就可以说 I've got an iron stomach.
Right.
I can eat anything.
Can eat anything.
I can eat things off the floor.
You can eat things off the floor. That's right. 5 second rule, more like 50 second rule.
对，这个我想问问 Adam 的，可能也是一个文化差异。比如如果一个吃的东西掉到地上我绝对不会把它捡起来再吃、或者我小孩 I will stop them、
right.
但是到北美了以后呢你会发现诶有些家长也不是家长有些成年人他掉到地上东西自己捡起来吃他说啊、5 second rule
yeah the point is you know it's actually quite philosophical、at what point does something become dirty if you just drop it on a clean surface
对，所以这个 5 second rule 就是你把东西掉到桌上，或者地上，五秒之内它都没有被 contaminated，
That's right,
是吗
？That's right, yeah.
Although 现在 after COVID, I don't think this applies anymore.
Yeah, it's one of those things that got thrown out of the window. It was useful, and hopefully it will be useful again.
但是在外面的桌上也不 OK 啊，在自己家里可能还行。Would you trust the tables like
in a restaurant? Yeah, usually.
Well, I think you have an iron stomach.
I do.
Let's put it that way. 好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，要跟大家说一下这个食物中毒。中文我们其实经常会说，哎，我上吐下泻啊什么，但在英文里面或者在这个北美文化里面。吐好像还 OK 但是下面的那个就不真的很不能说、
right.
是吗
Well, this is a weird phrase because it's something that makes a lot of people very uncomfortable. I mean, it's obviously an uncomfortable action,
yeah,
but yeah. just talking about it is right, uncomfortable. Yeah. So we have a very formal word that a doctor would use, and that word, I'm going to use a British accent here, vomit.
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 V-O-M-I-T,
right, vomit.
So vomit 就是吐
Right.、
它是个动词
Yes,、and a noun.、
Okay.
Yeah, there is vomit on your shoe.
有吗我昨天有理干净我昨天有擦干净。或者你说 I vomited?
I vomited on the shoe.
我吐了可以 oh, or someone is vomiting.
They're vomiting, right, yeah, yeah.
但这个就像你说的是比较正式啊，那更口语的说法是、
So there's actually two, and we'll go in the order of、still kind of formal,、mm-hmm. but getting a little bit more casual to very casual. So throw up.Is a phrasal verb that we use a lot because it's very euphemistic,、right? So you throw up. What does that mean? Like you throw up your hands in the air when you're happy,、but this means vomit.
这个 throw 就是丢东西的那个 throw,、yep. 是吧
Yeah, yeah.、And up. You think about up. I guess it's coming out,、yeah. up and out of your body. Now, what's interesting here is a lot of...Babies learn this word.
对、right. 我前面想说我其实很常跟我的孩子用到这个 throw up、mm-hmm. 因为我两个孩子都是他们只要坐飞机只要那个航班超过什么五六个小时的他们一定是老大是在飞机上最后的一个小时就会 throw up 很厉害、mm. 然后弟弟是到了那个地方destination 就是会一两天都不停的 throw up、
mm.
yeah, so I use this phrase a lot
I use it a lot, right? Now what's interesting is it's one of the ways that little kids、mm. like kids growing up in an English environment learn aboutirregular verbs because kids almost always say mommy I throwed up
yeah, 对对对
yeah, yeah, yeah but it's threw up I threw up all over the car
oh, 所以就是通过这个呕吐这个短语小朋友学英语过去式的不规则变化好那你刚刚说还有一个更加口语的说法
puke
就听起来我就觉得很恶心right?
Puke all over the place.
P-U-K-E.
Yeah, so I mean, when I think about a baby, I don't really think about, I mean, of course they puke, but puke makes me think about college students drinking too much.
喝醉酒以后
Right, and I'm puking somewhere.
对，就是 I think if you use the word I puked, you're getting no sympathy.
right.
就别人不会可怜你，他会觉得你活该，谁叫你喝那么多酒。
That's right, that's right.
好，哎，这讲到吐 ，and I was just talking about 我的小孩坐飞机会吐嘛？
Right.
有些人坐车啊， mm. 晕车晕机这种，这个我们通常会用什么什么 sick 来表达
？Yeah, car sick,、sea sick. We don't actually say boat sick. We say、car sick, but for planes it's air sick.
Air sick,
and for、
yeah.
boats it's sea sick.
嗯，对，所以就可以说哦 ，I got car sick.
Yeah, I got car sick. I got air sick.、Mm. I got sea sick.
Okay, 好，所以你觉得一般讲到比如 ，if I told you I had food poisoning， 就是。基本上 you can stop there.
Yeah,
后面你就不用说了
that's enough.
对吧 That's enough. 如果你的朋友很关心你说哦、oh, 这是怎么样啦 I ate something bad and then I threw up.
Right.
我觉得到这里就可以 stop.
Right.
说我吐了就不要说上吐下泻。
嗯、
mm. 但是我还是要问问 Adam, in the interest of learning,
okay,
拉肚子
Yes.
英文怎么说
It basically diarrhea is how we say it.
Okay, diarrhea.这个词还挺难拼的。
It is, and it's difficult to spell in America, where words are generally easier to spell. I can't even tell you how the British spell it. There's an O in there somewhere.
对对 ，the American spelling is
D I A. I know that much. R R H E A.
这个你最好就是口语里不要说，就是 too much info.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. TMI.
TMI.
That's gross, man.
Yeah.
TMI.
It's gross. G R O S S.
Gross.
就是很恶心的意思啊。That's gross. 我们最后不要那么 gross，、不要那么恶心。有的时候没有像 food poisoning 那么严重嘛，可能你就是吃了点东西不太消化，不太舒服。
Right.
英文可以怎么说呢
？So, basically, when we're talking about 消化, that's digest, right, or digestion.、
Yeah.
So here we're talking about indigestion.
Okay,有点难念，因为那个是 digestion， 但这里是 indigestion。
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Indigestion.
Indigestion. I have, right, or I'm suffering from
indigestion.、Okay. 好 ，That's it from us. 那我们今天节目就到这。你看，我们的主题就是来源于生活，高于生活。Take care, guys. We'll see you next time. 下次再见。
Okay, bye, guys.